In the beginning of the book of Daniel, we see Daniel and his three friends have been taken off into Babylon, and they're put in this pagan, worldly, God-hating training course. And the whole purpose of this course is to take the Jewish identity, the Jewish cultural identity that these boys have, and replace it with a pagan, Babylonian cultural identity. And in the beginning of the book, we see this training course begin to take full effect. Daniel and his friends are indoctrinated into Babylonian life. They live like royalty. They eat royal food. They are being taught Chaldean language and literature. They are given new names. I can talk about the names for hours, but I won't bore you with the details. But essentially, know this. The names Daniel, Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah all have a reference built into them to God, either to Elohim, a name for God, or Yahweh, another name for God. And these names are taken away from them, and they are given new names. They're given the names Belteshazzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And all of these names have references to Babylonian false gods. All of them have them built into it. All of these things that they're doing, the food, the names, all of these are part of a plan to remove the cultural identity of the Jews and replace their mindset with that of the Babylonians. The language and literature is trying to remove their tie back to their culture, and even the food is trying to remove their ties back to their culture. The Babylonian training course is trying to teach these men how to think, act, eat, and sleep like Babylonians and not like Jews. I have never joined the military or the army, but from what I've heard, when you join, they basically break you down and try to teach you everything from the ground up, the army way or the navy way, whatever military branch you're in. They try to teach you how to make your bed, how to dress, how to stand still, how to salute, how to talk, when to speak, how to talk back to someone in authority, how to eat. They're rewriting your behavior so that you begin to stop thinking like you used to and start thinking the army way or the military way. And in the case of the army, this can be a good thing. Thinking the army way in certain situations will keep you alive. As many, you know, military heroes will talk about, they were in a crazy situation, bullets flying all around them, and what they did is I remember my training. And so that is a good thinking that is rewritten in some of the code of some of those army guys. Phil shared an example a few weeks ago about famous basketball coaching, John Wooden, who would practice, who the first practice, he would take these elite basketball players, and the first thing he would teach them is how to put on their shoes and tie them. He's retraining their thinking, and that's exactly what the Babylonians are doing. Like the army, like this basketball coach, they're breaking them down and retraining their thinking. However, in the case of Babylon, that was a very bad thing. They're trying to make Daniel, Abednego, Mishael, and Hananiah forget that they were God's chosen people, that God had created them, and God loved them. Even though they were exiles in a foreign land, he still had a plan for them. So they were given new names, taught a new language, new education, and they gave them royal food. Daniel and his friends, however, determined that they would not defile themselves with the king's food. In the NASB translation of the Bible, it says that Daniel made up his mind not to defile himself with the king's food and wine. Because the Babylonians are trying to indoctrinate the Jews, Daniel went and asked the chief eunuch if he could refrain from eating the royal food and wine. There is a great lesson here about Daniel respecting authority in his life, but also choosing to honor God in the process. He asks permission of the servant of the king not to eat the meat or drink the wine of the royal food. Instead, he asks to be served only water and vegetables. So, why does Daniel not eat the royal meat and wine? Think about that for a second. Is it because vegetarians are better? God favors vegetarians? Is it because he was breaking a covenant of unclean food? No. Meat and wine are both allowed to be eaten in the Old Testament. Is it because it has been sacrificed to false gods? Maybe this food has been sacrificed to a false god and so we shouldn't eat it? That might be true, but that's not what the text says. What it does say is that he made up his mind not to defile himself. Daniel's choice was one to protect him from being conformed too much to the enjoyment of the luxuries. He received the education, he learned the language, he lived in the palace, but he did not want to be mastered by the process. He wanted to master the process. For Daniel, not indulging in the food was his way of separating himself and keeping himself distant. Romans 12:2 says this, "Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Through this time, Daniel and his friends were better and healthier than all the other young men. Although Daniel was in a land that was foreign, as a political prisoner, being taught things that he didn't agree with, made to try to forget about his God, Daniel stayed faithful to God. God was still with him, God still loved him, and God still protected him. Some of you may be in a position very similar to Daniel, in your school, in your work, in your sports team, in your neighborhood. As a Christian, you are in the minority. You may be forced to learn things that do not honor God, yet you still have to respect authority and honor God at the same time. How do you navigate this? Some of you may be put in situations that are just hard, where you are looked down on or openly ridiculed for being a believer. That is hard. It is hard to be a Christian in this type of setting. You're a fish trying to swim upstream. Let me tell you again, if you're in this context, the book of Daniel is for you. Please read it with me. Please at least read the first six chapters with me. Two things I want to specifically share before I finish here. One question is, from this section of Daniel, how do you look different from the rest of the culture? How do you stand out? How are you separate from the rest of the culture? I was talking to a student recently, and they told me that they made up their mind. It was funny, they almost used the exact phrasing unintentionally. They made up their mind not to swear. This is the thing that stood out to their peers as being strange, as being against the culture. This is one of the things that strongly identified this person as a Christian. Not swearing not only honors God by not letting any unwholesome speech come out of their mouth, but also it set this student apart from their friends. And they were able to go, yeah, he's different. He looks different. He's a Christian. He doesn't swear. I really commend this student, really thankful just for their ministry and how they're standing out to their friends. The next thing is this. God is with you. As we read through the book of Daniel, we're going to come across this theme over and over again that God is sovereign. He is in control. He is there. He is present. He knows what's going on. He wants to show you his love and his presence. He is there with Daniel through this whole book. He was with him before the eunuch, before the king. He's with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. He's with Nebuchadnezzar in the wilderness. He's with Daniel in the den of lions. He is present at the writing on the wall. God loves you, and he is present. He wants to show you that. When you are ridiculed and made fun of for standing out as a believer, he is right there saying, yes, well done. Thank you for honoring me. I so badly want to start seeing your actions for Christ that way, that Christ and his angels rejoice when you stand up for him in front of your friends. Be different from the culture that you are in, and know that God loves you, and he is right there with you. Thanks for listening.